There are a lot of places in the Bible that talk about believing something, and in the gospel of our salvation, it goes beyond that and says that he not only heard it and believed it, it didn't just settle as a fact. He became a saved believer when he received it. There are, you know, I don't know if you sit there and squirm when E.C. Moore talks about, what is the term, unsaved believers or lost believers? Lost believers that believe the facts of the crucifixion, the resurrection, his burial, they believe those facts. They believe that when Christ was crucified, he was crucified for people's sins, for our sins. But they never stopped working for their salvation. They never received it. They kept their own goodnesses as what their hope of salvation was. And to receive it puts you past that. You've made your choice. You not only believe it's a fact, but you believe it for your condition. Maybe I should leave the word received out and just state it that way, but the word is in the gospel twice, in 1 Corinthians 15, 1 and 15, verse 3. So that's why I believe that way. I've got I've run a list of about, probably 20 verses that use received in that way, as beyond mere mental assent to the facts, but actually placing their themselves in the wheelbarrow to go across the tight wire. I was thinking about the received part. It's the same as the difference between believed and trusted. There's no wiggle room with trusted. You're entrusting your future to Christ to save you on the basis of what he said. He said he would save you. If you receive, Paul said, I also received. It's not just that he received a letter saying that you're saved, or, you know, there is that sense, Brian, there is that sense to it that I received a letter today. There's a beyond sense to it also. There are a lot of places in the Bible that talk about believing something, and in the gospel of our salvation, it goes beyond that and says that he not only heard it and believed it, it didn't just settle as a fact. He became a saved believer when he received it. There are, you know, I don't know if you sit there and squirm when E.C. Moore talks about, what is the term, unsaved believers or lost believers? Lost believers that believe the facts of the crucifixion, the resurrection, his burial, they believe those facts. They believe that when Christ was crucified, he was crucified for people's sins, for our sins. But they never stopped working for their salvation. They never received it. They kept their own goodnesses as what their hope of salvation was. And to receive it puts you past that. You've made your choice. You not only believe it's a fact, but you believe it for your condition. Maybe I should leave the word received out and just state it that way, but the word is in the gospel twice, in 1 Corinthians 15, 1 and 15, verse 3. So that's why I believe that way. I've got I've run a list of about, probably 20 verses that use received in that way, as beyond mere mental assent to the facts, but actually placing their themselves in the wheelbarrow to go across the tight wire. I kept studying, and finally I received the understanding of it. So, and that's the way I take it, because in such an important place, he's not just saying that they heard the gospel. He said that a lot of times. He's saying that they received it to their condition, to change their standing before God, to being at peace with God, justified by faith.